Well, hello, this is Tobe. You're listening to Anon Radio, and normally at this time we would have a daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee, but if you're hearing this message, and you are, that means that it's either a bank holiday in Aruba, the Cayman Islands, or Cyprus, or it might be a weekend, or the revolution has started but has not yet been televised. As such, today we're just gonna listen to some music while I do all the wacky stuff that I need to do. So let's start it off with this cool tune.
Well, you know, as a naturalist or a biologist, I keep thinking, what is any self-respecting groundhog doing out in February anyhow? Groundhogs want to eat greens, tender young things. You know, February, that's the middle of the winter, the heart of the cold weather. Usually anything tender and green is going to be frozen stiff in most places and a lot of times under snow and ice. You wouldn't think there'd be much out there to interest a groundhog. Well, in the southern mountains where I live, we don't get a lot of snow. But when we do get snow, it usually comes around the end of January or early February. Well, I love to go out after a good snowstorm. Usually, I let it set on the ground for one night, and the next day I go out. I love to follow the animal tracks. In the summertime, you see a deer or a fox. You get a fleeting glimpse of this animal as it leaps away, and that's all. In the wintertime, though, if there's a good track in snow, you may never actually lay eyes on the animal, but you can be with that animal for hours. You can see everything that animal did. You can follow along, see where it fed. You can see its interactions with the environment. If it's a predator, you can see where it caught its prey. You can see where it peed. I mean, you can tell just about everything that animal did. You can sort of be with that animal and begin to understand its life, what it was doing, where it was going. To me, that's such a revealing time, such a great time to be out in the woods. Tracks are like stories. You can just follow along and they'll lead you off through thickets and mire and mountains and deserts on classic mythic journeys, journeys into the great narrative of life. Well, it was early February and we'd had a good hearty snow. I'd gotten up early in the morning and went up on the mountain. I had followed deer tracks and I could see where they had bedded down and where they had browsed in the thickets. And then I got onto the trail of a bobcat. It's like you hardly ever get to see a bobcat, but I felt like I got to see that bobcat through its tracks as they wound through the rhododendron thickets. I saw a place where it laid and rested up under the edge of this rock cliff. I could see where it lay there looking out over the thicket, and I found a little tuft of its fur there stuck to the ice. I smelled it, and that little tuft still had a faint, wild feline smell. Wow, essence of bobcat. Well, I wandered all over that mountain that day, and as I was heading back down, I see this set of tracks going across the trail. I looked, and they had little fingers on them. Look, a coon. Huh. Well, I hadn't followed a coon in quite a while, and sure enough, it was heading for a creek. That made sense. You know, coons love to work along the creeks, turn over rocks, find crawfish and salamanders and minnows. So I started following those tracks, and they went right to the creek. But then there'd been no disturbance in the creek at all. The track just went right across and went up the other side of the mountain. And there was a vine hanging down there right beside the tracks. And on that vine, I see a bite mark. I looked at that bite mark, and it was a cut, like as if a knife had hit it. That was no coon that would leave teeth marks like that. This had to be a rodent with sharp cutting teeth. I looked at that track again, and I could count only four toes on the front paws. A coon has five, a groundhog has four. This was a groundhog. What was a groundhog doing out wallowing around in the snow? Well, I was going to find out. It hadn't eaten the bark off that vine, just went, sort of bit it as it walked by. And so I followed along, and it went on around the mountain, and it came to a hole, a groundhog hole. And there was a bunch of footprints all around the entrance. I could see where it went in, and I could see from its muddy footprints where it came out, tracking mud from the inside of that hole across the snow. You could see those tracks heading around the mountain again. Well, I got right on his trail again and I followed. Found another hole. The tracks went into another hole, finally came back out. I could see the muddy footprints in the snow again. It went into another hole and I kept following. And another hole. It went in and out of seven different holes by the time I got tired of following this groundhog. Well, I couldn't figure it out. I never saw any sign where it ate anything. Well, I went back and was talking to some of my neighbors. And I said, "Now, what was that groundhog doing out this time of year?" And my old buddy Theron says, "Son, don't you know what he was doing? This was a mating season. That was an old boar groundhog. See, buddy, he was out hunting him a mate." Well, he wasn't looking for anything to eat. He was looking for love in all the right places. And, of course, I couldn't tell what went on inside each of those dens because the tracks don't tell you everything.
Seeing that they've gone with a taller team today, Richard. I spoke to Mark Williams before the match. I mean, Griffiths is there to help with some ruck work, and so is Vickery. And there he is there. A real chance for the Brownlow. Ruckman don't win Brownlows anymore, but this is one guy that I think will be up there.
Well, he's a possession getter. That's the difference. Again, he's a ruckman and a midfielder in one body.
Lee, what do you like about North Melbourne?
Well, I mean, I think they've been pretty consistent too. I mean, over the last couple of weeks, I mean, obviously they had half a team in against Richmond. The Bulldogs got hold of in round 22, but they'd run their previous seven games. So they've had a really good second half of the season. They've had their team together mostly. Most of their good players have been out there at the one time, and they're upper level. It's hard to trust how often they're going to get to their upper level, but when they do, they can beat anyone.
I think at Penn, when the puck come down, bang, you know, before the other guys, nobody there, you know. My arm go comes out, then the game stop, then start up.
I see. What is high sticking?
High sticking happen when the guy take the stick, you know, and he go like that. You know, you don't do that.
You don't do that?
Oh, no, never, never.
Why not?
Against the rules. You know, you're stupid when you do that. Just some English pig with no brain at all, you know.
What is slashing?
Slashing is like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. And there's a penalty for that?
Yeah, and for a trip also, you know, like that, and for hook like this, and for spear, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. All bad. You do that, you go to the box, you know, 2 minutes by yourself, and you feel shame, you know, and then you get free.
Well, why are you giving me the yanks? Well, you see those birdies outside? You don't like those birdies? You want to eat them up? You don't want to eat them up, you just want to give them a chomp? Do you want to go outside and get those birdies? Do you want to kick those birdies' asses?
You're listening to Anon Radio. This is Tobe. You're listening to me instead of the daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. We just didn't have enough on the agenda today to call a quorum. So you're listening to some of my favorite music. The next song coming up next.
Warm weather will continue across the Central Plains and mid-Mississippi Valley on Saturday. A storm system developing over the high plains of the Rocky Mountains will move into the Plains States Saturday night into Sunday. This will bring the showers and thunderstorms across the region. Low temperatures tonight will be in the 60s and 70s across the area. High temperatures Saturday will rise to the 80s and 90s across the area. Highs will climb to between 100 and 105 across the Nebraska Panhandle and western South Dakota.
You gonna be radio, kitty?
And now, Crosley Bendix, cultural reviewer and director of Stylistic Premonitions for the Universal Media NetWeb, with today's Arts Review.
Signs so big they're never out of view. Sounds surround. Box talk. Box talk. 100,000 characters on newsprint. Tears fall silently in a dark theater. These are a few lines from the forthcoming album by Negative Land, but they suggest much more than that. As awareness of how the media environment we occupy affects and directs our inner life grows, some resist. The possibility of adding pimples to the retouched photo of the face on the cover of America are only now being seen as artistic territory. The cultural jammer works his secret in public. The skillfully reworked billboard with new lettering painted in the same style that the original has, turning strategic corporate elements back on themselves in a manner which is itself invisible, directs the public viewer to a consideration of the original corporate strategy in the context of a thoughtful reaction. The studio for the cultural jammer is the world at large. His tools are paid for by others. An art with real risk. You people still painting out there, all you crazy stone cutters, would you go to jail for your art? Well, the punishment for jammer art will probably more often take the form of fines and lawsuits. So, an anonymous art. A piece is not finished until the artist doesn't get identified. The arena, however, guarantees personal satisfaction for the artist. Unlike the small, closed circle of fine art theorists at which traditional art forms aim themselves. So, keep your ears up and your eyes open. A jammer could appear on your TV, or a radio show like this one, or in your favorite newspaper or fan magazine, even in your art gallery. You can spot jam art easily. It always supersedes found content as it rearranges it, causing you to reflect on the nature of what you're actually encountering. Good morning.
You've been listening to cultural reviewer and social critic Crosley Bendix.
Residents of London are reminded that there are other places in Britain outside your stinking shithole of a city, and that if you remove your heads from your arses for just a couple of minutes, you may realise that the M25 is not the edge of the earth.
ضعوا أسلحتكم وارفضوا أوامر نظام القذافي الغير شرعية أي أفعال عدوانية تقترفونها ضد من حولكم سنقابلها بقوة مميتة ولأي أذى يلحق بأبناء شعبكم لا تكونوا مشتركين في العدوان لحمايتكم ضعوا أسلحتكم وعودوا إلى بيوتكم سالمين
Your family needs you. Return home safely. Lay down your arms and refuse orders from your current illegitimate government. Any hostilities against coalition forces will be met with deadly force. Do not harm your fellow countrymen. Stop fighting. Abandon your equipment and weapons and return home safely.
إذا قررت ترك الميناء فستعرض نفسك للهجوم والتدمير فورا ولحمايتكم لا تتركوا الميناء
Libyan ship or vessel, remain anchored. Do not leave port. The Gaddafi regime forces are violating a United Nations resolution ordering the end of hostilities in your country. If you attempt to leave port, you will be attacked and destroyed immediately. For your own safety, do not leave port.
اتركوا مواقعكم فورا وارجعوا الى الميناء نظام القذافي ينتهك قرار الامم المتحده الذي يامر بانتهاء الاعمال العدائيه في بلدكم اذا تركت الموقع ورجعت الى الميناء فسوف لا تعرض نفسك للهجوم والتدمير ولحمايتكم ارجعوا الى الميناء فورا
Leave your position immediately and return to port. The Gaddafi regime forces are violating a United Nations resolution ordering the end of hostilities in your country. If you leave now and return to port, no harm will come to you. For your own safety, return to port now.
To hear information on how to use this ATM, press the bottom left key on the keypad. You may repeat instructions on any screen by pressing the bottom left key on the keypad.
Está bienvenido al cajero automático con instrucciones audibles de estándar interfase edición cajero.
Would you like to turn off the video display before continuing? Please select the language you wish to use. For English, press 2. For Spanish, press 6. To cancel this transaction, press cancel. To repeat these options, press the bottom left key on the keypad. Please select the language you wish to use. For English, press 2. English. Enter your personal identification number on the keypad. For security, you will enter. Please select the type of transaction by pressing the appropriate key. To transfer funds from one account to another, press 1. To deposit cash and/or checks, press 2. To withdraw cash, press 5. To withdraw. Please select an account type. For checking, press 1. Checking. Please select a withdrawal amount. For $100, press 1. For $60, press 2. For $20, press 3. $100. If you would like a receipt with your transaction, press 1. For no receipt with your transaction, press 2. No. Please wait while we process your transaction. Please remove your cash. The dispenser slot is located below and slightly to the left of the ATM keypad. Your transaction is complete.
Bitch Radio. You're listening to Bitch Radio, a non-profit feminist media.
This woman wants a slogan that she's not the white man's bitch.
Bitch Radio.
I'm sorry you don't understand, but not the white man's bitch.
A non-profit feminist media.
You want the government printing not the white man's bitch?
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
It's a strange thing.
But I like the way that you appropriate so many of these different things.
There ought to be some dignity. There ought to be some dignity. I'm uncomfortable with people passing gas in an elevator. I despise people. There ought to be some dignity.
I dream such wonderfully complete dreams, so radiant in astral beauty.
And your comments are idiotic. Have you got that? Are you able to discern the difference there? This woman wants a slogan that she's not the white man's bitch.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
Shocking.
I dream such wonderfully complete dreams, so radiant in astral beauty.
First of all, this woman's a loon who should have been slapped down, period.
I'm not really a poet, but this is just something I thought I'd try.
And your comments are idiotic. Second of all, some women probably are offended at the term bitch. Shocking. People have lost their collective minds. I'm not surprised that we're all slaves now to Obama. That man should be removed.
I agree.
Okay. You want the government printing not the white man's bitch? People have lost their collective minds. Here's a question for you. You want the government printing not the white man's bitch?
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
First of all, this woman's a loon. She's not the white man's bitch. Second of all, there ought to be some dignity. I'm sorry you don't understand, but not the white man's bitch. She's not the white man's bitch who should have been slapped down.
This is just something I thought I'd try.
We're not talking about the back wall of a George Webb restaurant here where somebody's spray painting graffiti. There ought to be some dignity. I'm sorry you don't understand, but not the white man's bitch. No pejoratives. She's not the white man's bitch. First of all, this woman's a loon who should have been slapped down. Second of all, no pejoratives. Some women probably are offended at the term bitch.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
I can't believe you have somehow found a way to be more sophomoric than me. She's not the white man's bitch. People have lost their collective minds.
This is just something I thought I'd try. I'm not really a poet, but I dream such wonderfully complete dreams, so radiant in astral beauty. Historically, there's been little room for women in that public story, elevating her opinions above others. Whether or not they always believed it themselves is beside the point.
She's not the white man's bitch.
This is just something I thought I'd try, elevating her opinions above others. I'm not really a poet, but...
And your comments are idiotic.
Historically, there's been little room for women in that public story. Whether or not they always believed it themselves is beside the point.
You want the government printing not the white man's bitch? I'm sorry you don't understand, but not the white man's bitch? She's not the white man's bitch. Not the white man's bitch? And your comments are idiotic.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
Shocking. First of all, I'm uncomfortable with people passing gas in an elevator. Second of all, some women probably are offended at the term bitch. This woman wants a slogan that she's not the white man's bitch. This woman's a loon who should have been slapped down. Period.
I dream such wonderfully complete dreams, so radiant in astral beauty.
And your comments are idiotic. Shocking.
This is just something I thought I'd try.
I'm uncomfortable with people passing gas in an elevator. I can't believe you have somehow found a way to be more sophomoric than me.
I dream such wonderfully complete dreams.
People have lost their collective minds.
So radiant in astral beauty.
She's not the white man's bitch. And your comments are idiotic.
You're listening to Bitch Radio.
If you're a bitch and you'd like to be my bitch, contact me, Sherston at
P.O. Box 1, Belfast, New York, 14711.
And tell me who you are and if you have access or experience with Bitch Radio. Listen to more Bitch Radio. Thanks again for listening.
Bitch Radio, 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 Bitch Radio.
All right, kids, there's the theme music, and you know what this means. It means another show, another day, another lack of dollars. I'm glad you could join me today in our what would normally be the slot for the Dubious Goals Committee meeting. My name's Tobe, I'm the chairman of that committee, but today that committee is on hiatus, so we just listened to some cool troop tunes. But now we're running out of time. So let me just say thanks for listening. And stay tuned for future episodes where you will be able to hear the normal discussions, minutes, arguments, and parliamentary procedure of the Dubious Goals Committee. And until that time, have a good one. I know I will. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.